Welcome to the AI Hustle Podcast, the podcast where we break down the latest in AI news, tools, and interview experts helping you hustle and do more using AI. If you've been following the podcast for a while, you'll know that over the last 6 months, I've been working on a stealth AI startup. Of the hundreds of projects I've covered, this is the one that I believe has the greatest potential. So today I'm excited to announce AI Box. AI Box is a no-code AI app building platform paired with the App Store for AI that lets you monetize your AI tools. The platform lets you build apps by linking together AI models like ChatGPT, Midjourney, and 11 Labs. Eventually, we'll integrate with software like Gmail, Trello, and Salesforce, so you can use AI to automate every function in your organization. To get notified when we launch and be one of the first to build on the platform, you can join the waitlist at aibox.ai. The link is in the show notes. We are currently raising a seed round of funding. If you're an investor that is focused on disruptive tech, I'd love to tell you more about the platform. You can reach out to me at jaden@aibox.ai. I'll leave that email in the show notes. Today on the podcast, we are going to be talking about the next step in AI. We have ChatGPT that is doing text generation. We have things like Midjourney that are really effectively doing image generation. And now the next generation is video generation. And that is right around the corner. NVIDIA recently just announced and showed off a new text-to-video technology, and today on the podcast, we are going to be diving into this, what its current capabilities are, and what the implications of this are on the AI space at large. So the first thing I want to say is that a new research paper and microsite from NVIDIA's Toronto AI Lab called High-Resolution Video Synthesis with Latent Diffusion Models came out, and that's where, I guess, this new research paper is kind of what this is all built on. But essentially, it's giving us a taste of the incredible video creation tools that NVIDIA is about to launch and that are going to be, the people are going to be able to generate. And obviously, NVIDIA is, for those that don't know, it's a technology company that creates mostly chips. So most of these big AI models, OpenAI and a lot of these other guys, are training their AI models on NVIDIA chips. So it's in NVIDIA's best interest to help develop AI technology. So A, they could take advantage of it, but B, my assumption is they're gonna, you know, create some good video editing and video creation technology. So that it's, you know, because it's obviously going to be incredibly resource intensive, and that is going to drive the sales of all of the NVIDIA chips, AI training chips. So that's my opinion. It's really interesting, though, and obviously an incredible breakthrough. So latent diffusion models, or LDMs, are essentially a type of AI that can generate video without needing really massive computing power, right? Like, obviously, this takes a relatively large amount of computing power, but in the past this would have been insane, and now it's becoming more manageable. So NVIDIA said that its tech does this by building on the work of text to image generators, so in this case Stable Diffusion, and they add a what they call a temporal dimension to the latent space diffusion model. So that sounds fancy, but really all that's saying is that essentially its generative AI can make still images that you could generate on Stable Diffusion or Midjourney or something like that move in a realistic way, and then it will upscale those images or increase the quality using some super resolution techniques. And this just means that it can produce a 4.7 second long video with the resolution of 1280 by 2048. So that's actually a pretty great resolution. And it can also do longer ones if you're going to lower the resolution a bit. So if you're doing like 500 by, you know, 1024, it can make the videos a little bit longer. I think a couple minutes, or maybe three or four times as long. So, you know, I think the immediate reaction that I have to all of this and seeing these, because they have a couple interesting demos. They got one where it's like a stormtrooper and he's on the beach and he's vacuuming and the waves are going, and it looks like there's a vacuum tube coming out at the back of his leg and it kind of just attaches to his shadow behind him. So that's kind of funny. It's obviously like a glitch in the video editor or in the image editor, and then it turned into a video, so the vacuum tube's kind of moving. But they have the one like that. They got one where it's just like this stuffed bear playing an electric guitar. And so I think that this is obviously, you know, a really big move, just because we can see where this is going in the industry as a whole. But I think, like, for where the technology is at right now, it's immediately, people are going to use this to make GIFs. I think that's a big thing, right? These are 5-second videos that you can generate. So immediately, I think this is going to be used to create GIFs. And then in the future, obviously it's not going to shock us as this gets better and better and people are able to make a lot more robust, longer videos. So, you're able to essentially make one of these videos with a really simple prompt. So this is going to be is something similar to what you get on Midjourney, but you could just say a stormtrooper vacuuming on the beach and boom, it generated an image, a video I'm looking at now. Or you could say, a teddy bear is playing the electric guitar, high definition, 4K, kind of like Midjourney where you have like commas and all these extra things. You could do the same thing. So I think right now that makes the text to video technology that NVIDIA is currently demoing, it's really just like, I'd say it's most suitable for thumbnails and GIFs and, those kind of smaller things, but obviously going to be useful. And I think this is a really big step in, the direction that we would like to go, which is going to be, people being able to generate a lot longer video scenes. And I think that we're probably not gonna have to wait too long just given the speed of the industry right now before we start seeing those really complex and bigger videos coming out. So I think it is interesting and important to note that NVIDIA isn't the first company to kind of show off some of this AI text-to-video generators. Recently, Google made a debut with Fanaki, I think it was called, and essentially they had like a 20-second clip video that they can create based on some longer prompts. So in their demo, it was showing something that was, I think, over 2 minutes long. So Google did it a little bit longer. I mean, from what I saw of that, it was, I would say, probably a little bit less quality, but it'll be interesting to see where that goes. I'm really happy there's a lot of different companies that are all competing for this because obviously you don't just want one that completely corners the market. So I'm happy that Google and NVIDIA and a lot of these guys are all working on it. Because I believe that's how we're going to start to see a lot of cool stuff. The startup Runway, which helped create the text image generator Stable Diffusion, also revealed its Gen 2 AI video model last month. When they did that, they had like a video that the prompt for it was the late afternoon sun peeking through the window of a New York City loft. And, I watched that video too. It looks a lot like a GIF. It looks kind of glitchy. The shadows are kind of not perfect. But like, it really is not crazy to think that this is not very far off before these are going to be a lot more realistic and a lot longer, and you're going to be able to essentially have an idea for I want a Star Wars movie maybe with James Cameron playing the lead role and blah 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 blah, and it's set in the 1920s and instead of lightsabers they have guns and Al Capone is Darth Vader. Like, you're gonna be able to say some like crazy stuff like that, and it's going to just create the video. So I think it's gonna be really interesting. Some people that are talking about this are talking about the fact that when some of these video studios release movies around the world, you could have the main character reflected and looking like a celebrity from different geographic locations, or just like a generic person from different geographic locations. So that would be really interesting. There's a lot of interesting use cases. This AI technology, obviously, once it hits video, is going to be absolutely insane. And it doesn't seem like it's that far away. People are pushing in this direction. Advancements are being made in this direction. So it's really interesting. In addition to all of this, we have a lot of just like video editing software that's coming out that is integrated with AI. We have Adobe Firefly, which just came out, that is going to kind of tackle that. In programs like Adobe Premiere Rush, you're going to soon be able to type in the time of day or season you want to see in your video, and Adobe's AI is going to kind of do the rest. So I think it's going to be pretty interesting. Obviously, right now, right off the bat, what it's capable of doing seems more like creating GIFs, but I don't think it's going to be I don't think it's going to be a long shot to have these things creating more fully fledged videos. So it's going to be a really interesting space to continue to watch in the future. If you are looking for an innovative and creative community of people using ChatGPT, you need to join our ChatGPT creators community. I'll drop a link in the description to this podcast. We'd love to see you there, where we share tips and tricks of what is working in ChatGPT. It's a lot easier than a podcast, as you can see screenshots, you can share and comment on things that are currently working. So if this sounds interesting to you, check out the link in the comment. We'd love to have you in the community.
Thanks for tuning in to the AI Hustle podcast. If you could do us a massive favor, we would really, really appreciate it if you could leave us a review wherever you get your podcast. This helps people find the podcast. It helps people know this is a good place to go. And we would really, really appreciate it as it helps us continue to bring on incredible guests and share incredible content for you to listen to.